Actually, my body is telling me it's good afternoon already.
今天感觉好像是下午的感觉。
It's funny, when we have a time change, I get an extra hour's sleep.
昨天我们是有多一天休息啊，多一个小时休息。
But I'm still tired.
牧师说他感觉好像还是有点累啊。
So I'm glad I'm preaching this morning so I don't fall asleep.
很感谢神让他今天早上站在这里讲言。
Today is a special day that's set aside once a year.
今天是一个很特别的日子，是每年一次的。
I find that more Christians are beginning to be aware of it, but still far too few.
越来越多的基督徒开始了解这一天，但是还是不够多。
It's the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
今天是国际祷告日，是为受逼迫的教会祷告。
We could go to the next slide. What is Christian persecution?
那我们来看一下这个基督徒受逼迫的定义是什么。
If you want a technical definition, Christian persecution is the systematic mistreatment of an individual or group of individuals because of their Christian faith.
那正规的定义是对个人或者一群人针对他们的基督信仰所进行的有系统的迫害。
It can come in the form of physical abuse, torture, rape, mutilation, destruction of property, imprisonment, and even murder.
它的一般表现方式是人身虐待、酷刑、强奸、残害、破坏财产、监禁和或者是谋杀。
It can also come in the form of cultural and social discrimination, family excommunication, loss of job and income, loss of friends and family, inability to marry.Prevention of education in many other forms.
它也有些另外一些的表现方式是比如说是文化和社会上的歧视被家庭逐出失去工作或者收入失去家人或朋友不准结婚不准上学等等其他形式
Thankfully, this does not occur much in the United States.
我们很感恩这些情况还不是那么普遍的在美国
Next slide. However, These are the facts on Christian persecution.
但是我们要明白一下基督徒受逼迫的事实。
Every month, 322 Christians are killed for their faith in Jesus.
在每个月里边，大概有322名基督徒因为他们的信仰而被杀。
200 million Christians face persecution on a regular basis.
有两亿基督徒面临经常性的逼迫。
And every month there are more than 214 Christian churches and properties that are destroyed around the world.
每个月里大概有214间基督堂、基督教会或者资产被摧毁。
I don't know how many of you follow this at all because it's not mentioned much in the secular news.
我不知道你们对这有多少了解，在我们一般的现代的新闻里边是很少说这方面的事情。
But next slide, please. But there are a number of places that you can get information on this.
但是有一些渠道你可以知道这些信息。
Three of the organizations that I follow regularly are Open Doors, Voice of the Martyrs, and Samaritan's Purse.
我比较关注的几个机构，国际机构是，这个没有确切的中文翻译，所以我就把它意思翻译出来。
These organizations work regularly all over the world with situations in which Christians find themselves in very, very dire straits.
他们这些机构他会关注这个基督徒在国际上面受逼迫的一个情况。
In the United States, we are blessed with a constitution that allows us the right of free speech.
在美国我们有宪法第一修正案可以保证我们信仰言论自由。
It also guarantees us freedom of religion.
保护我们的宗教自由、信仰自由的权利。
These are just two of the five what we call First Amendment rights that we have.
这是我们的人权的五个人权中的两项。
But in the last several years, there have been organizations and individuals that seem to want to remove these rights from Christians.
但是在最近这些年里面，有很多机构和个人都想把这两个权利给从基督徒身上剥夺出去。
And so there are a couple of organizations that help.With Christians who have run into problems with that here in this country.
如果基督徒碰到这些方面的问题，那有两个，至少有两个机构，它是捍卫我们这方面的权利的。
The Alliance Defending Freedom and the American Center for Law and Justice are just two of these of of many organizations that help.
比较明显的是这两个机构是捍卫自由联盟和美国法律司法中心，英文是在这个幻灯片上面。
You know, there's a lot of different things that we as Christians can do for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world.
我们对于在受逼迫中的弟兄姐妹，在全球当中，他们这些人，我们是可以进行做一些工作的。
We can advocate for them through email and letter writing.
我们可以写信支持他们，或者写电子邮件。
We can give to these organizations to help them in defending brothers and sisters.
我们可以给这些机构进行金钱上的支持和祷告支持。
And we can talk to our friends and neighbors about this as well.
我们也可以跟自己熟悉的朋友跟邻居讲这方面的事情。
Just recently, there was a really great success story.
最近我听到一个很好的事情。
A Pakistani woman named Asia Bibi.
最近在巴基斯坦有一位女士
had been accused of blaspheming the Prophet Muhammad.
被人迫害，说她是对穆罕默德进行诽谤。
And she had been condemned to death by hanging.
她那时候被宣判要绞刑来处死。
It wasn't true. She hadn't blasphemed Muhammad, but that's what the charge was.
但事实上，她并没有亵渎真主，而是她人家就用这个罪名来要判她死刑。
She was on death row for 9 years.
她已经被判死刑9年了。
And just this last week, the Pakistani Supreme Court finally decided that she should be released.
就是最近巴基斯坦最高法院才说她可以被释放。
This is after hundreds of thousands of letters were written to the Pakistani government.
这是原因其中之一，就是有大量的书信写给巴基斯坦政府。
And even the United Nations finally stepped in and argued for her release as well.
甚至在联合国也参与来设计参与这件事情支持他。
And this is because Christians got together and petitioned and worked hard and prayed for this woman's release.
这是因为基督徒集合在一起，专心真心的为他祷告的结果。
But it's happening all over the Middle East and Africa.
但是这些事情在中东和非洲都常常发生。
It's beginning to grow in Asia and in China again.
在亚洲，在中国也更加厉害起来。
And so I encourage all of you to pray, not just today, but every day, for the brothers, our brothers and sisters all over the world who are being persecuted.
所以我鼓励大家，不仅仅在今天，而是每一天都为这些受逼迫的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And so before we continue with our service, I would like to say a prayer for our persecuted brothers and sisters.
所以在今天开始之前，我想要为他们祷告。
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the freedom that we have in this country to live our lives as believers.
我们感谢主，你让我们在这个国家里边有这样的自由。
God, our heart breaks for our brothers and sisters around the world who are suffering so much for the sake of the gospel.
但是我为我们在全球其他弟兄姐妹正在受逼迫的弟兄姐妹祷告。
We lift them up to you this morning and pray that you would support them.
我们把我们的需要向你放在你的手上。
That you would encourage and protect them.
你会鼓励他们，保护他们。
Lord, that they would find favor in the eyes of neighbors and their fellow countrymen.
他们能够在众人的眼里面看为善。
And that, Lord, in the midst of the struggles which they find themselves, the name of Jesus Christ would be lifted up and exalted.
在他们的挣扎当中，我愿你的名得到高举。
Help us, Lord, to remember and to pray for these brothers and sisters consistently throughout the year.
帮助我们经常的、持续的为这些受逼迫的弟兄姐妹恳切祷告。
Lord, help us to be willing to open up our wallets and to give in order that they might be taken care of in a way that is appropriate for brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们也祷告，使神让我们能够为这件事情奉献我们的金钱，能够支持，以最好的方式支持他们。
We pray a special blessing, Lord, upon those who actually work full time to bring relief to these brothers and sisters.
我们为这些全职的，特别为这些人服务的机构的弟兄姐妹特别的祷告。
And we long for the day when our Lord Jesus will return and bring justice and righteousness to all.
我们盼望主你自己。的归来，再来，能够把正义带来。
So we commit this to you, Father, in Jesus' name.
我们把这些祷告放在你手里。
Amen.
以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Next slide, please. Well, today you are going to get a Thanksgiving sermon.
今天我们会讲到感恩节的事情。
I'm not going to be here on Thanksgiving, so I wanted to give you my little push for a good celebration of Thanksgiving this year.
我在感恩节的时候不会来到这里，所以我就跟大家讲一些感恩节的事情。
And like praying for the persecuted church is something we should do every day, Thanksgiving is something we should celebrate every day as well.
就像我们刚刚为受逼迫的弟兄姐妹祷告，那为感恩的事情，我们也是应该每天祷告。
And the title of my sermon this morning is Squanto.
今天的题目是史广多的故事。
Do any of you know who Squanto was?
你们对他有没有认识呢？
Okay, a couple people, that's good. Good start.
有一些人啊。
I'm going to tell you the story of Squanto because it's a Thanksgiving story.
我想跟大家讲一下史广多的故事，那这是一个跟感恩节非常有关系的一个故事。
Let's go to the next slide, there we go. And there's actually a movie about Squanto if you want to actually see an actual film about his life.
事实上有一个电影，大家如果真想了解的话，可以去看这个电影。
They took a few artistic liberties with the history of the movie.
当然这个电影里面会有一些细节上的改动。
But it captures the essence of Squanto's life quite well, I think.
但是他对史广多的故事还是讲得蛮详细清楚的。
Squanto was an American Indian.
史广多是美国的印第安人。
Historians have a number of different accounts on which they draw, but basically they believe that around 1608, a group of English traders sailed what is today Plymouth, Massachusetts.
他的故事有许多历史学家有一点点不同的说法，但是呢，基本上是说在1608年的时候，美国商人乘船到了今天的普利茅斯地方。
There were no white people who lived in Massachusetts at that time.
那时候没什么白人吧。
So the Indians trusted them.
那时候就是印第安人呢，就对他们比较信任。
And they went out to the ship to trade with them.
他们就到英国人的船上跟他们进行商业的交易。
And the people on the ship captured the men and took them to Europe and sold them in slavery in Spain.
但是那船上的人就把他们抓起来当作奴隶卖到了欧洲。
One of these young Indian men that was captured was probably a teenage boy named Squanto.
这其中就有一个那时候十几岁的。
Now, Squanto was bought by a very well-meaning Spanish monk. He was treated well, and the monk began to work to get him to where he could go back to his home.
他是被很好的善待，然后这个教士也想把他送回他的祖国。
He eventually made his way to England.
他后来到了英国。
And then finally, years later, was able to get on a ship and travel back to Massachusetts.
好多年之后，他得以乘船回到美洲。
It was actually 10 years later, in 1618, when they finally found the ship, and after a whole decade of heartbreak and separation from his family and friends, he is returning home.
这是在十年之后，他得以 可以坐船回来，但那时候他已经过了十年非常痛苦的流离的生活。
But when he arrived back in his home area, he found out that his entire tribe had been killed, been wiped out by a disease.
但他回到他的村里的时候，他发现他的整个部落的人已经因为一场大病全部死了。
We can only imagine what he must have been thinking when he found out this had happened.
你们大家可以想象一下，他到时候心里心情是怎么样。
Why could God have allowed something like this to take place?
为什么神会让这种事情发生呢?
Well, a year later, the answer came.
但是一年之后, 答案来了。
A shipload of English families arrived and settled on the very land that was once occupied by Squanto's village.
那时候有一艘船的英国移民就来到了史广多他原来村子的那个地方。
He went out to meet them, and the startled English pilgrims were just amazed when they found he spoke to them in English.
当时他就出来见他们，那些英国人就非常的惊讶，居然有个印第安人是用英文跟他们交流。
According to the diary of the Pilgrim governor William Bradford, Squanto became a special instrument sent by God for our good. He showed us how to plant our corn, where to fish and procure other commodities. He also was our pilot to bring us to unknown places for our profit and never left us until he died.
根据那时候清教徒的管理长官 William Bradford 的讲法，史广多成为一个神差来的一个特别的器皿来帮助我们。他告诉我们怎么样种玉米，怎么样打鱼，怎么样找到另外可吃的东西。他也是带我们去不认识的地方做我们的向导，是为了我们的好处，一直跟我们住在一起，直到他去世。
What was an incredible tragedy originally for Squanto became an incredible blessing to the first Christian settlers in Massachusetts.
当时史广多的故事，你看是以悲剧开始的，但是最后的结局是如此的令人惊讶。
Next slide, please. So, while we don't always understand why things happen the way they do, we know that God is ever present, ever knowing, ever planning for our futures.
我们有的时候实在是不知道事情会怎么样发展，但实在神是无所不在、无所不知、运筹帷幄。
And as Christians, we need to learn to be a thankful people.
作为基督徒来讲，我们要学会做感恩的人。
So as we prepare ourselves for Thanksgiving, Paul shows us in this passage in 1 Thessalonians three important steps that we need to take if we're really going to demonstrate ourselves to be the thankful people God asks.
那在保罗就在这段经文当中就特别给我们指出了三个在这个感恩的时节和我们日常生活中可以感恩的步骤。
Next slide, please. So, the first one of these important steps is that we need to be joyful always.
第一条就是说到要常常喜乐。
Joy is one of those emotions that interface with happiness, but it really is dependent upon... It's not dependent upon circumstances.
这个喜乐和高兴啊，意思有点部分相同，但并不完同，完全相同。
When we think about happiness, it's something which is related to the happenings around us.
通常我们讲到高兴的时候，是跟周围的环境有关系的。
And so, if at Thanksgiving you have this phenomenal feast.
如果在感恩节的时候你有一大桌美味
and on the next day, Black Friday, you go out and get some outstanding values,
然后 下一天、星期五又可以去疯狂的采购到一大堆价廉物美的东西
and then at Christmas time, you open up wonderful presents,
在圣诞节的时候你就有很多非常喜欢的礼物
it makes you happy, right?
这会让你高兴是不是
it's dependent upon circumstances.
但这个高兴是完全根据环境有关系。
But joy is something which is supposed to take place in our life that's completely independent of whatever happens around us.
但是喜乐并不是跟环境有什么关系。
Paul uses that word, the Greek word is kairo.
保罗在这边用了一个希腊的文叫 kairo.
And he says it in a tense in the original language that gives the idea this is something that needs to be taking place on a moment by moment ongoing basis.
他这边用了一个现在时态，他意思就是说每时每刻我们都要如此。
In other words, it's a mindset.
换句话来讲，这就是我们的思维方式。
I mean, some people are naturally joyful, right?
我们知道有些人是天然就比较喜乐。
They have kind of a bubbly personality, and you know, they're fun to be around.
他们天然就是有一个快乐的天性。
But this is independent of personality as well.
但是这个喜乐并不是跟性格有关系。
This is something which Paul addresses in Romans 12:2 when he says, you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
喜乐是因为心意更新而变化的。
And while this is not the same word that's used for the fruit of the Spirit, it has the same source, and that is God working in us.
它跟这个喜乐的圣灵的果子也里面讲到的喜乐也完全不是完全一样，它是因为圣灵而来的。
Why are we to be joyful?
为什么我们要喜乐呢?
Well, I guess the first reason, probably the most important reason, is because God commands it here in this passage.
那我想问为什么要喜乐呢那这个第一个问答案就是这是神的命令啊
So as we begin to live this lifestyle of being joyful it has a powerful witness and those around us
当我们照神的命令做的时候这就是一个非常有力的见证
We are not intended to be people that go around with a sour expression on our faces all the time. Some people that I know said they think Christians go around sucking on lemons all the time so they look sour.
有的人认为有些基督徒老是拉长着脸好像是吃了酸的柠檬一样。
But if we're going to be good witnesses for Jesus, we need to experience the reality of His presence in our lives.
如果我们要成为好的基督徒做见证的话就是要、以神、经历神
Just think about Jesus himself
就想想耶稣他自己是怎么样做榜样
We don't have a specific reference where it says Jesus laughed in the scriptures、
虽然我们在经文里面没有说耶稣大笑这样子的
But children were attracted to him like flies to honey
但是我们知道小孩子就特别喜欢跟他在一起就好像、蜜蜂围着、蜂蜜转一样
And I know children don't like sourpusses
但是我知道小孩子都不太喜欢吃酸的东西、啊、
Publicans and sinners、were also attracted to Jesus、
其他的民众、甚至是罪人也被耶稣所吸引
And it wasn't because he was you know, telling them how they had to live their lives
并不是说他怎么样教训他们如何生活
The joy that he experiencedattracted people.
就是因为他所体现体会体体呃体现出来的喜乐自然的就吸引了人。
And if we're in a relationship with Jesus, his joy should fill our lives in such a way that we too become someone that is attractive to those who need to know him.
当我们跟耶稣基督有一个很好的关系的时候我们自然就会有这种吸引人的力量。
It's a whole lot more fun to be joyful than it is to be sour too.
同时你喜乐的话实在是比拉长的脸
And it boils down to be your choice.
其实这是你的一个选择。
When I used to discipline my kids sometimes, they would say, Dad, you make me mad.
当我管教我的小孩的时候他们常常会回答说是你让我生气的。
And the reality is, I did not make them mad.
但事实上并不是这样子。
That was their choice.
这是他们自己做的选择。
And granted, I made it more difficult for them to be joyful.
也许我会让他们更难这样子选择喜乐。
But the fact is, we all have a choice on how we are going to live our lives.
但事实上，我们每个人都可以做选择。
And that choice that God wants us to make is manifest in this command to be joyful always.
神的旨意就是要我们做选择，常常喜乐。
Next slide. So how can we be joyful?
那我们怎么样才能够喜乐呢？
Well, we need to recognize the presence and the grace of God that is constantly with us.
我们要认识到神的同在和他的恩典是一直和我们在一起的。
Because if we're focusing on Jesus and we're focusing on what He has done for us, the circumstances can be bad, but we know that we have a good end coming.
我们的焦点要在耶稣身上，我们的环境可能会不一样，会有不好。
We also can begin to learn to expect God to work in great ways.
我们也对神有正确的期待，相信神会做出最好的安排。
When we're going through difficult circumstances, if we turn away from those circumstances and begin to praise God for who He is, it will change our attitude.
当我们在不好的环境当中，如果我们注重在神身上，为常常祷告的话，会有不同的结果。
Paul and Barnabas were beaten in Philippi.
保罗和巴拿巴在腓立比的时候被痛打了。
They were thrown into a dirty, stinking, dark prison.
他们被抓到一个非常脏、肮脏的监狱里边。
Their feet and their hands were immobilized, so they couldn't even sit properly.
他们的手被夹板夹住，枷锁夹住，也不能怎么自由的活动。
But they sang praise to God.
但是他们在那种环境下还为赞美神。
And what happened as a result of that?
你们还记得结果会怎么样
There was an earthquake.
那时候神就说
They were released from their stocks.
神就造了地震他们反而从监狱里被释放出来
The jailer became a Christian.
然后这看守监狱的狱卒也成了基督徒
And the next day the elders of the city that had them beaten actually had to come and apologize to them.
这个城市的长官 第二天还不得不出来为向他们道歉。
So, as we praise God, we learn to be expectant for Him to act.
当我们祷告以赞美祷告神的时候，我们相信神会做行事。
We can be joyful by inviting the Holy Spirit to have more control in our lives.
我们可以也可以邀请啊圣灵啊来到我们心中为我们生活做掌管。
We can actually be defiant of the circumstances and kind of shake our fist at it and says, God's going to get you.
我们不要被环境左右，而是坚持坚决地相信神。
And we can actually take steps of preparation that enable us to deal with bad circumstances that undoubtedly will come in our lives.
当我们遇见不好的环境的时候，我们也可以做一些准备。
Getting adequate rest.
第一点，我们就可以常常有足够的休息。
Spending time with Jesus regularly.
和耶稣有亲密的关系。
Learning to pray.
学习怎么样祷告。
I mean, these are all things that we can do that will enable us to be joyful always.
这些都可以帮助我们能够喜乐起来。
But that last aspect of praying becomes the second command. The second step in being thankful people.
所以这就讲到第二条，保罗这边讲的第二个步骤就是不住的祷告。
Next slide, yeah. We are supposed to rejoice always and we are to pray without ceasing. Pray continually.
这边讲到我们要不住的祷告，就是不停止的祷告。
Now that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be on your knees all day long.
但这并不说你每天都是二十四小时，每天都在地跪在地上祷告。
But what God wants us to do is to develop an attitude of recognizing that wherever we are, He is constantly walking with us.
他就是反而是神就是要求我们有一种态度，就是知道神每时每刻都与我们同在的。
It's a matter of expecting God to actually be there.
就是这种态度心态就是我们相信神一定是跟我们在一起。
It like being joyful continually, it's a matter of developing an attitude of prayer.
跟第一条是一样的这是一种态度。
And then allowing God to be part of everything that goes on in your life.
让神进入到我们生活当中的每一个方面。
Do you pray about everything?
你是不是为所有的事情都祷告呢？
Do you pray about parking places?
你的时候是不是为停车的地方祷告？
Yeah, I was in New York City when I was pastoring there one time, and I had gone down to Manhattan with a lower side where there is never any place to park.
我当时有一次在纽约要找停车位的时候，非常困难，因为那个地方就是很难找。
And I had a guy with me who was kind of marginal in his faith.
我当时边上有个乘客和我在一起，他的信仰并不是很坚定的。
And we were supposed to be at a meeting.
当时我们要去开会。
And it looked like we were going to be late.
看起来我们会迟到，因为找不到停车。
And I said, Craig, let's pray about this need we have.
我就说，那我们就祷告吧，为了我们要找到一个停车位可以去准时去。
He says, God's not concerned about that kind of stuff.
他说，神才不管这些小事。
I said, well, let's pray anyway.
我就说我们不管怎样，我们还是祷告。
Granted, I was driving. I didn't close my eyes when I was praying.
当然，我那时候是开，我是还在开车，我并没有闭上眼睛祷告。
But I just said, Lord, you can do anything, and we need a place to park, and we're going to be late for this meeting. Would you help us?
但是我很诚实，就说神啊，我需要一个停车位，请你帮助我。
And I had no sooner said Amen.
当我刚刚说完阿门的时候
And a guy pulls out right in front of us.
有那个停在那个车位上有一个人的车就出来了。
Now, God doesn't always give you parking places.
当然神也不会总是给你停车的地方。
But he wants to be involved in absolutely every aspect of our lives.
但我想说明的是神其实是希望在我们生活到的每一方面都跟我们有关系。
And wherever we are.
不管我们在哪里。
And whatever we're doing.
不管我们做什么。
We need to invite God to be part of that.
我们要邀请神进入我们生活的每一个方面。
And so when I see someone walking down the street that looks like maybe someone here in Peoria.
当我在路上有时候看到我稍微有点脸熟的人。
I use that as a sign that I should pray for that person that I know in Peoria.
如果说我看到有个人好像在我附近是从皮村出来的，我就要祷告。
And I also pray for the person that reminded me of them.
也为这个使我想起的人祷告。
And if I drive past an adult bookstore,
当我看到那些成人色情书店的时候
I pray that God will put them out of business.
我祷告神会让他们没有生意
And I pray that he'll deliver the people that are addicted to pornography.
也为那些沉醉在色情当中的人祷告
There are ways in which we can begin to remember that we should be praying at all times.
我就用这些方式这些记号来提醒自己为他们祷告
I bought a watch like this a number of years ago.
我好几年以前买了一只表
It beeps on the hour.
它每个小时都会叫一次
You know why I got this watch?
你知道为什么要买这样一个表
Because at least once every hour I would have my attention drawn to the fact that I need to pray to the Lord.
我就用这个方法在每个小时的时候它叫的时候就作为我的提醒可以
And so it became a signpost, so to speak, of the fact that God is with me and he wants me to talk with him.
我就用它作为一个记号来提示我自己是要向神在那个时候祷告。
As the fact that we're creatures of habit, we need to develop habits that will remind us and enable us to connect with God on a deeper, ongoing basis.
所以我们都是习惯的产物所以我们就用这个习惯培养习惯的方式来建立跟神的密切关系
So we're to be joyful always and we're to pray without ceasing
我们要常常喜乐不住的祷告
What else are we supposed to do?
那还有要可以做什么
The third step in this process of being a thankful people is to give thanks in every circumstance
第三个步骤就是凡事谢恩在凡所有事情当中谢恩
It's important that we understand the word for thanksgiving in the original language is much richer than the word that we use in English
请大家明白一点这个原文里面讲到感恩的时候是比就是简单的说感恩更加丰富
at part of its root is the whole concept of grace
这个是跟恩典有关系的这个词
And not just grace, but good grace.
不仅仅是恩典，是非常好的、无比的恩典。
When we are thinking about giving thanks, it is supposed to be an experience that draws us circumstantially this time into God's presence.
用这个感恩这个词的时候，从原文来讲，就是不管在什么环境之下，我们都跟神更亲近。
Remember, we said that being joyful was supposed to be independent of circumstance.
刚才前面我们讲过，喜乐跟环境没关系的。
Being thankful actually focuses on the circumstances.
但是谢恩的反而是跟环境有关系的。
The early church actually used this word for thanksgiving to refer to the Lord's Supper.
早期教会就用这个词来指到主的圣餐。
And to this day, the whole idea of the Lord's Supper in many traditions is called the Eucharist.
所以在很多现在教会里面还仍然用这个跟这个希腊词有关系的一个英文词叫 Eucharist， 是跟这个希腊原文有关系的。
When we find ourselves in circumstances, we have one of two different choices.
当我们在一个环境当中，我们可以做两个选择。
I have a friend who says we can wring our hands.
有朋友说我们可以捶胸跺脚。
In other words, we can worry about it so that we, you know, it paralyzes us.
也就是说我们可以担心然后变得不能够作用。
Or we can raise our hands in praise.
或者我们可以选择举手赞美。
God doesn't say to give thanks for every circumstance, but he says to give thanks in every circumstance.
神没有说为凡事谢恩，而是意思是说在凡事当中谢恩。
When we begin to give thanks, it transforms us inside.
当我们感恩的时候，我们内心就开始变化了。
I love that the songs we sang this morning.
我很喜欢今天早上我们唱的圣诗的。
The one verse in the song, When upon life's journey you are tempest tossed.、
Yeah. 当你的生活被抛来，在生活中被抛来抛去的时候，不是原文的啊。
When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost.
当我们感到失望，感到伤心的时候。
Count your many blessings. Name them one by one.
数算你的恩典，一个个数算你的恩典。
And it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
你会为此惊讶。
When we begin to focus on the good things that God has done,
当我们注重在神为我们做的好的事情上面。
And we thank him for that,
我们为此感谢。
His grace pours into our lives in ways that makes us even more thankful.
他的恩典就更加倾注到我们身上，我们就会更加的感恩。
Of course, the alternative to that is that we can grumble.
当然，我们也可以选择抱怨。
We can complain.
我们可以常常的抱怨呢。
I'm actually pretty good at that.
我承认我自己也是非常善于抱怨的。
Again, talking about personalities, my natural personality type is to see this glass as being half empty rather than half full.
我天然的个性是，当有半杯水的时候，我会看中那个空的半杯。
But as we begin to look at what God has done.
但是我们当看到神力为我们做的时候，事情的时候
，It moves us out of the wilderness, so to speak, into the promised land.
它就会让我们出来在旷野里的抱怨，跳出这个环境。
Grumbling was a characteristic of the Pharisees.
抱怨也是法利赛人的一个特点之一。
And personally, when I read about the Pharisees, I don't want to be one.
当我读到圣经上面想到法利赛人的时候，我是很不想成为法利赛人。
And so if we want to be able to rejoice all the time and pray without ceasing, we need to give thanks because that enables the whole process to continue.
要我们要常常喜乐的话，我们就必须要凡事谢恩。
God is in control.
神是掌控一切。
It doesn't necessarily mean that it seems like that sometimes, but he really is.
有时候看起来好像神失控了。但实际上不是这样子。
God is not only sovereign, but He's also good.
神不仅仅掌权，而且他是一个美善的神。
And so as we look at the scriptures and we see the examples that God gives us, we find many, many places to be encouraged.
当我们看到圣经的经文的时候，我们会找到很多让我们可以激励我们的。
We look at the life of Jesus.
我们可以看看耶稣基督本人的生活。
The only perfect person in human history gets crucified.
这完美无在历史上完美无缺的唯一的一个人被放到十字架上受死。
It's a horrible thing.
这是一件非常可怕的。
The greatest miscarriage of justice has ever taken place.
这是正义未得彰显的最悲惨的一个例子。
And yet God took that horrible situation and turned it into redemption for mankind.
但神就用这件非常糟糕的事情成为我们救恩的一个渠道。
I think of Joseph.
那我也想到约瑟。
Not Joseph, Jesus' father, but Joseph, the son of Jacob.
不是耶稣的父亲约瑟，而是雅各的儿子约瑟。
I mean, he's got it made at home, right?
他有当时他们家里边还是蛮富有的，有家里边有佣人啊什么的。
He's his dad's favorite son.
他也是他父亲最疼爱的孩子。
He's the best dressed guy in the area.
他的衣着也非常漂亮，是穿的着最好的。
Things are going really well.
情况非常好对他来讲。
And then his brothers sell him into slavery.
但是突然他的兄弟们把他卖到外地成为奴隶。
He begins to work his way up out of that slavery and things are going better and all of a sudden it collapses again. He winds up in prison.
他那时候作为奴隶情况还好，慢慢他就从这个主人的家里边慢慢的升上去，但是他情况又变糟了。
He helps a couple of other prisoners to you know, figure out what's going on with their lives.
他被投入监狱，但是他在监狱里边他又帮助监狱的其他的囚犯。
And then they completely forget about him.
但是等他们这些囚犯出监的时候又把他忘了。
But through the midst of all those difficult circumstances, Joseph stuck close with God.
但是不管环境多么糟糕，神他一直没有忘记神。
And he winds up becoming second to the king in Egypt.
他最后成为仅低于埃及王的宰相。
When we look at the lives of people like that, we go, man, they were in horrible situations.
当我们看到这些例子的时候，我们看到他们是实在处在一个非常糟糕的情况之下。
And yet God was able to take those situations and turn them into something that is a blessing for the entire world.
但神就用这种非常不好的环境，转变成对他们所处周围人的一个祝福。
I think we're running behind on the slides. I keep forgetting to tell you. Skip a couple slides here. Another one. Go another slide.There we go. We're getting there. Thanksgiving is coming soon.
那感恩节很快就要来了。
And it's a time when, you know, we have an opportunity to really enjoy food and family.
就是这个时候的我们是 可以享受食物，也和享受亲人的亲密关系。
But the very first Thanksgiving in this country was not very pleasant.
但是我们想到，在第一个感恩节的时候，其实情况非常糟糕的。
In the first Thanksgiving that took place, there was so little food that each person in Plymouth Colony got 5 grains of corn.
当时第一感恩节的时候，很多地方并不是那么富足，就像在普利茅斯，那时候每个人只能得5粒玉米籽。
That's all they had to eat.
这是他们所有可以吃的，就一共5粒。
And yet, then they met Squanto.
然后那时候他们碰到了石广多。
And Squanto came and he taught them how to grow corn.
石广多来帮助他们，教他们如何种植鱼。
And he showed them where to fish.
帮助他们知道哪边去打鱼。
And he enabled them not just to survive, but to thrive.
他不仅仅让他们知道如何生存，而且让他们变得越来越舒适。
And so the next year when they had Thanksgiving,
在第二年的感恩节,
there was an abundant crop.
他们的收成可好了。
They had so much to eat that they invited all their Indian friends to join them.
他们那时候有收成非常好，他们就请了所有的印第安人朋友来一起。
And we continue to celebrate that tradition to this very day.
这就是我们以后一直延续下来的感恩节的历史。
But as you prepare for Thanksgiving this year, really begin to think through this whole idea that God calls us to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks.
我们在感恩季节的时候，我们 要思想这段经文，常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
The article that I found on Squanto says, when Squanto lay dying of a fever, Bradford wrote of their Indian friend this.
我在想回到石广多的故事，当石广多老年的时候。
He said he desired the governor to pray for him that he might go to the Englishman's God in heaven.
那当时这个长官就写了一段关于石广多的事，他说他那个时候要面临死亡的时候，他很希望这个长官为他祷告，他可以到英国人的神那边去。And
Squanto bequeathed all of his possessions that he had to the pilgrims as remembrances of his love.
他也把他的财产都给了这清教徒，希望他们纪念他对大家的爱。
Who but God could take circumstances like that and turn it into something so good?
你看神能够把一个不好的情况变得如此的美妙。
And so this Thanksgiving, as you gather together with friends and with family members,
所以在这个感恩的季节，当你和朋友和亲人在一起的时候，
use it as a reminder to rejoice.
用这个来作为记号，帮助自己能够常常喜乐。
Use it as a reminder to pray.
也把它当作一个祷告的记号。
And make it a time of Thanksgiving that is not only limited to the one day, but to every single day of the year.
找到一个方法，能够不仅仅是一天而已，这一天而已，而是在每年里面的每一天都如此做。
Because as you do,
因为你如此这样行的话，
you will grow to know the Lord better.
你会对神更为了解。
You will experience His love in such a way that it transforms you.
你会经历他的爱更加的 深刻,
and you will much more become the person that God wants you to be to serve Him. This morning we're going to do another Thanksgiving. We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper. It's an opportunity for us to remember and to give thanks.
这是我们可以记得，来帮助我们记忆，记得也帮助我们来感恩的事。
So if you're in a relationship with Jesus and have been baptized, please join with us in this early Thanksgiving feast.
如果你已经信主，然后并且已经受洗，那我们就用这个机会来享受一个早来的感恩。
Could we have the ushers come forward, please?